You're listening to SBS News.
When Christiane Imus and her two children arrived in Australia in March, it was meant to be the beginning of a dream move. But COVID-19 restrictions have kept her oceans apart from her husband, Christopher, trapped in Oregon in the United States.
Hi, Azalea.
Now, as Christiane explains, the only connection her children have with their father is through a screen.
He cries in the night, waking up, and, you know, he sees her and he cries because he just wants to be with her. My husband was going to be a stay-at-home dad, so we could have a better life. And so far, it's been far from better. It's been exponentially worse.
While the visas for her and her children were approved, her husband's visa process was delayed, so he stayed back in the United States. 5 days later, Australia's borders were closed to non-residents and visa applications were paused. The Imus family had already sold their home, which means Christopher is staying with friends throughout the pandemic.
The unknowing of when if and when he may be able to come in, that gives us so much anxiety. And if we knew it was going to be 6 months, we could count on 6 months, but we know nothing and we have no answers and no sense of when our family would be reunited, if at all.
The ban also affects permanent residents like Canadian-Australian Ashton Kobler. She's expecting her first child in June, but her parents in Ottawa can't visit her and she isn't allowed to leave Australia to go home.
They will message me some days and just be like, oh, today we just had a really bad day. Like, my mum will be like, today I was just so disappointed. I just had like a massive cry thinking about it. It just kind of hits you. Yeah, some days are fine. It's like, okay, I need to accept the situation. But then other days it's like, oh, this is just the worst. And it, yeah, hits you and you just get emotional.
Her parents hope to get a travel exemption from the Department of Home Affairs, but they are hard to come by. A spokesperson for the department says decisions to grant exemptions on compassionate grounds must be balanced against the government's intent for imposing the travel ban. Carla Wilshire is the CEO of the Migration Council and says it's important to get that balance right.
What we're going to need to do is balance between health considerations, pressures on our health system, but as well as that, look at compassionate grounds and reasons why people might need to be together in one place and reunited, particularly small family units. That'll be absolutely critical.
Christiane Imus and her husband applied for an exemption to the travel ban, but were rejected. Their daughter Azalea had her first birthday last month, one of many special moments they don't want her father Christopher to miss.
You know, milestone after milestone, he's going to miss all of that. And she knows that she smiles when she sees him on FaceTime, but I'm, you know, imagining she's a baby and she's going to forget him.
All they can do is wait for the day their family becomes whole again. You can stay up to date on coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Naveen Razik, SBS News.